With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle TCG Cast!
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to episode 75 of the Puckle TCG Cast. I am your host, Jushiro, coming to you live from the Goldenrod Radio Tower. And we have for you guys the big cosmic, and not even exaggerated, Eclipse review. This is the newest set, newest, it's been out for a month, I think. But at least we come here this month to talk all about Cosmic Eclipse, and is it good? Is it not good? Is it going to change the meta, or are people just going to laugh at it? We're going to discuss that today in this episode. Of course, I'm not going to be here talking to myself for an hour. I have... First, some say that he can believe it's not butter. It's Sublime Manic.
It's not even butter. It's not even dairy. I don't believe it's like yet. It's some milk substitute. Hello.
Hello, Sublime. How you been doing?
I'm doing really well, I think. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, too. Doing well. I can't complain. And then we have some say he always knows the exact location of Carmen Sandiego. It's R Sigma.
Let's say it's in Des Moines. She's in Des Moines this week. Yeah.
There we go, guys. You can find her in Des Moines. Which Des Moines? God knows, but she's in Des Moines. And of course, like we discussed in the intro, we are going to talk today the Cosmic Eclipse set that was out about a month ago. So you were here to talk about, but first,
It's only been out like almost a week.
Almost a week. There we go. And... the pre-release started about a month ago.
It feels like a month because pre-releases are like 2 to 3 weeks beforehand.
Exactly. So, with that, before we jump in, I want to have an update of you guys and how you've been doing. Sublime, what have you been up to?
I guess in terms of Pokemon, I just started a Nuzlocke of Pokemon Y because I'm like, I need to go back to a game that I do enjoy before all this negative. And I've been loving it, yeah.
That's awesome. What about you, Sigma?
I've just been following these leaks as they're coming out, so that's been fun.
Same. Can't wait for the game to come out. For a small reminder, big reminder for everyone, it is November, which means that Pokemon Sword and Shield will be released in about,
a week.
From this recording, a week? Or from this,
From the release of this,
episode about a week from Sword and Shield, and which is why we don't have much news because Pokemon is keeping the newest sets under wraps until the release of Sword and Shield for obvious reasons because no one wants to be spoiled for the Pokemon's through the TCG.
Some people probably would want to be spoiled, but they're not going to.
I wouldn't be surprised if we find out Zacian and Zamazenta's typings from the TCG box before we actually get the game. Because I think they come out the same day, so...
Oh, yeah, that makes total sense.
Well, what starters are you all looking at?
Ooh, that's a good question. Sigma, you first.
I started with Scorbunny, and I'm staying with Scorbunny here.
There we go. I started with the water type. I forgot its name already.
Sobble,
but I am growing to Grookey a lot, way more than I thought I would. So Grookey has been winning me over, which is weird. And I have to say props to Grookey because since Bulbasaur, I've not enjoyed any. And sorry, Sigma. Sorry, I know. But I've not enjoyed a single grass starter since Bulbasaur, so the fact that Grookey...
Don't be sorry to Sigma.
I'm sorry, Sublime! S names, why is this happening?
I care about the grass fossil, not the grass starter. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. No, I mean Snivy, of course, for Sublime is what I meant. That was the joke behind that.
Well, I'll complete the triad because I started undecided, but I'm definitely leaning towards Sokka.
Really?
After seeing the leak.
This is fascinating. Yeah. So you in information that I might not have, which could lead to me changing too. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, so I haven't seen anything related to the evolutions of the starters yet. So I'm going based on just the basics.
I was expecting you to have changed to Grookey because you saw the final evolution.
No, I haven't.
I was disappointed if you'd had done that, to be honest.
Oh, snap. So, no, I haven't seen the final evolution for Grookey. So, okay. I am.
It has its fans.
It has its fans.
Does. Okay. So. Yeah, there's people that are a fan.
I think its design is better than base.
It's a matter of taste.
Okay. Well, I have to go ahead and check, and I'll update you guys on the next show. Well, I'll be hosting one of the walkthrough shows for the Pokemon Podcast.
We can find out on your episode of the
podcast. Exactly. My episode on the regular podcast, the main flagship podcast, I'm going to be covering, I think, the first gym.
Yeah, first two, I think.
The first few gyms I'll be covering that. I'm super excited for that. So soon as I get the game, I have my notebook ready. I'm going to start writing all my notes and stuff. So stay tuned for that episode. I'm super hyped for it. And then you'll learn which eventually I chose as my starter. Now, with the banter we just had here, we are now ready to jump up ahead to discuss the new review of the Cosmic Eclipse set. So let's go ahead and just jump in straight up to that in our topical beach.
Grab your ice-cold Corsola Cola and pull up a chair. It's time for Tropical Beach.
And we are back. You can feel the sun in your face, the wind in your eyes, and the sand underneath your feet. It is Tropical Beach, and we're here to discuss the newest cards and set that came out. These are the Cosmic Eclipse card. And there's a lot to talk about, not gonna lie, guys. We are supposed to normally grab 5 cards each. I think all of us ended up grabbing a little bit more and cheating and putting, oh yeah, let me put these 3 cards in this one slot. So there's a lot.
I mean, if they fit in the same kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and we don't want to count it as an extra card for that. They just work together perfectly and we just want to discuss them as a bulk. So let's go ahead and start. You guys know how this works. I start, then comes Sublime with his number 1, and then goes Sigma with his number 1, and then we go to number 2, 3. Obviously, the order is not necessarily our favorite Pokemon. This is not a ranking. It's more like our first card that we're going to discuss and so forth. And we're going to review them. So I'm going to go ahead and start with the protagonist, many say, that of the origins of Pokemon, and that is Red and Blue. A new one thing that Cosmic Eclipse is doing tag teams in supporters. I think we got our taste with Lisa and Tate. From there, everyone is now paired up, and these cards are not bad at all. So let's start with Red and Blue. Red and Blue, the supporter tag team, says search your deck for a Pokemon GX that evolves from one of your Pokemon in play and put that Pokemon to evolve it. Then shuffle your deck. You can't use this card during your first turn or a Pokemon that was put into play this turn, so you can't hyper-accelerate evolution with it. However, when you play this card, you may also discard 2 cards from your hand. If you do, set your deck for 2 basic energy cards and attach them to the Pokemon that you just evolved. You can play only 1 supporter card during your turn, and that is Red and Blue. I want to jump in with Sigma. What do you think about Red and Blue?
I like it a lot. The past year has been heavy on the tag teams, which are all basics, and this helps push things back to the evolved GXs, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Dark Box likes it a lot, too, I remember.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because it can search out its Weevil, put 2 energy on it, which
and
can go on
put energy on the field.
Yeah. Yep. That sounds awesome. Well, you sound like you have a lot to say, Sublime.
No, I completely agree with what Sigma said. I'm very excited for this set with regards to Dark Box. I think Dark Box had some consistency issues up to this point, and we all want it to be good, but it hasn't quite been at the level I think people would want it to be. And I think the set might finally push it there. I feel like I've said that 3 sets in a row. But I think we're actually there this time, because you're getting energy acceleration and your Weavile out at the same time, which is really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, you play Red and Blue in your second turn when you already have your Pokemon out for a while, for one turn, and boom, you're already set up and ready to go. So it is incredibly powerful.
Yeah, and assuming you were attaching energy both turns, you would now have 4 energy on the field that you could probably put wherever. So it, good
stuff. Possibly more if you get like a Naginadel out. So yeah.
True.
Very true. Yep. With the cards you're discarding. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it's phenomenal for the consistency and speed of Dark Box.
It really is.
In particular. But other decks want it too. But yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's definitely type of card that you will see probably in almost every deck to place.
The cards Evolution that, GX, you know, yeah.
that I'll have Evolution GX. Yeah. So we prepare to see a lot of red and blue in the TCG. So I'm going to go ahead and start on giving it a super effective. What about you?
Super effective.
Sublime, super effective.
It's super effective.
And Sigma.
Yeah. What it does, it's very strong at. So super effective.
Awesome. And we're going to move on to the next one. Sublime, what's your next card? What's your card?
My first card is going to be Guzzlord. It's baby Guzzlord because it's not like a GX or anything like that. It's just a regular basic Pokemon with, 150 HP.
Yep.
Because I got time for this 120. No. If you don't have 150, you're not on Guzzlord's level as a basic one prize. All right. This is phenomenal for Dark Box having a one prize attacker that, like, can hang. It has 2 attacks. The first is Mountain Munch, which is for 1 dark. You discard the top card of your opponent's deck. Moving on, we have Red Viking, its next attack, which is 2 dark and 2 colorless energy. So we were saying how fast we can get that energy on the board with dark boxes now.
Mm-hmm.
This does 120 damage, which is very consistent for 2 shots, right? If your opponent's active Pokemon is knocked out by damage from this attack, you take 1 more prize card.
Oof.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
This is something.
In Dark Box, where you can like move energy around, where you can retreat around, mm-hmm. where the number, think about something like the Darkrai and Umbreon attack.
Oh yes.
That
the revenge.
Sets things up.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh. With Guzzlord, very excited about this card. Weakness to fighting, resistance to psychic. Oh, she came with a resistance. Yes. Mewtwo, where you at? Where you at? And a retreat cost of 4, but it don't matter because you're playing Dark Box.
Exactly.
For 1 prize. Oh my gosh. I feel like there's never been a good Guzzlord card and then it finally arrived. Mm-hmm. You know?
No. It is. I do love it. The HP is phenomenal. The attacks are phenomenal. You can easily go over through that, energy acceleration and the retreat cost through the bead, being that Dark has so much support right now.
Its support literally addresses both of those issues. It's great. And that effect is very powerful for good damage, mm-hmm. too. Like, oh my gosh. You're pulling extra prizes?
Mm-hmm. Imagine you're battling, you have a tag team opponent. He doesn't see you. Remember, you can draw. This is a basic. You don't need to evolve it. You can come out of nowhere. You can move.
Take out a tag team. You get 4. Take out a Jirachi. You're done.
And yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. So it's incredibly good. I love it. Sigma, solid. What about you?
Yeah, it's very strong for a basic Pokemon. I don't think it's quite on the level of Giratina, but that thing's like the best basic Pokemon.
That's fair. Although Tina's my girl, you can't compete with
like that Giratina card's like a step above super effective. So it's not even fair to compare it to.
So this is definitely in my mind super effective.
There you go. What, super effective for me too? And Sigma?
Yeah, super effective. It's fine.
There you go, guys. Guzzlord from Cosmic Eclipse. This little baby is already all super effective card. So go ahead and grab your set of this, because this is definitely going to see a lot of play.
Maybe not a set. Maybe like 2.
Get some. Get a set to be safe, but you probably won't play a set.
Yeah, I think it's like 50 cents.
2 or 3 is fine. Yeah.
Now, moving on to the next one. R Sigma, you have one of my favorites, so please go ahead.
All right, so we have some nice, fun Mewtwo Mew hate in Mimikyu, the psychic Pokemon with 70 HP. The HP doesn't really matter unless it's being sniped on the bench. Its basic Pokemon and its ability is Shadow Box. As long as this Pokemon is in play, each player's Pokemon GX with damage counters on it has no abilities.
Oof.
Its attack doesn't matter, but it's a double colorless for 20 damage, flip a coin, and if heads, your opponent's Pokemon is now confused. No weakness, no retreat. No retreat. No, retreat is 1.
No retreat.
No resistance. Mistyping.
No weakness, no resistance, but 1 retreat.
Yep. Getting the damage counters on the GX Pokemon is pretty easy, too, if you just play, like, Shrine of Punishments.
Yeah, sure. 1 Shrine of Punishment and you're done.
The only thing, obviously, that for consistency, and then like the stadium navs, but whatever.
Correct. The only thing that obviously that Mimikyu can't stop are those into play abilities. Like obviously they're coming into play. They have no damage counters because nothing comes in with damage counters. So there's no. It doesn't.
That's okay.
Yeah, like, but that's okay. Once they're down, though, they're useless, and they have damage counters. They're useless.
It's like, let them bench their Dedenne. We'll kill it later.
Exactly.
But anyways, yeah, it's I like having ability hate for GXs because the power plant just wasn't enough.
Yeah. Well, what about you, Sublime? What's your 20 cents here?
So this is very strong for countering one of the most powerful cards in the rotate in format right now. So yeah, I think it can be played around, right? Like maybe Mew 3 decks will start playing like Scoop Up.
I mean, Great Potions will probably get it.
Yeah, the deck already plays it, right?
Yeah, potions.
Yeah, you have
too.
Your potions for it. But it does require to be played around, and so this is definitely a solid option in trying to figure out, if you're not playing Mew 3, well, how am I going to beat it? And this definitely gets some of it.
Yeah, no, it forces Mew 2 to change its strategy and change its deck list, right? So right now, it's very powerful deck list, but once you enter it, even if it's a card that universally won't be able to stop it, it still forces that deck to have to remove cards to add cards to be able to counter things like Mimikyu, so it is definitely something.
And even if you're not playing Mew 3 up against the Mewtwo deck, like, there's other GX cards with abilities that this can be very obnoxious for as well.
Yeah. Keldeo. No, for sure. So let's go ahead and give it a review. What do you give it, Sigma?
I'll give it an effective. It not every deck wants it, but it's good at what it does.
Yeah. So what? Oh, go ahead.
I would agree with that. It's effective.
Effective. And I will go ahead and give it an effective as well. I do agree.
Yeah, because it's not an auto win, but
you got to put effort in to make it work, but it's fine.
Yep. Well, depend on the effort, I guess. Not much.
If you're... Yeah, it's small effort, but it's still effort. You need
it's still an effort,
And there's counterplay, but it's not bad. Yeah. Like, it's
cool. Not at all. And that's awesome. That's Mimikyu effective overall. If you plan to defeat Mewtwo, Mimikyu can lend you a hand. So let's go ahead and get one of those. Now, moving on to the next one, I'm going to go and go Mega with Mega Lupone and Jigglypuff GX. Now, this one is a fun one. It has HP of 240, basic Pokemon tag team, and it has two attacks, as it usually do. Jumping Balloons for 3 colorless does 60 plus damage. This attack does 60 more damage for each of your opponent's Pokemon EX and GX. Easily escalated and accelerated by energy boost. This one is an interesting attack, and its attack, GX attack, is even more hilarious, at least for me. It's called Puff Smasher GX for 1 colorless and a plus sign. Your opponent's active Pokemon is now asleep. Now, if your Pokemon has at least 4 extra energies attached to it, in addition to its attack cost, I'll say, 4 energies, this attack does 200 damage to one of your opponent's bench Pokemon. Obviously, don't apply weakness and resistance. Weakness to fighting, resistance to none, and retreat cost of 1. I love this card because it is a lot. I feel it's a lot of fun. Being able to do 60 plus for each GX could scale up pretty much, or it could not. The opponent would literally would only need to have 2 for you to do 180 damage, so that's something worth noting. But if your opponent is playing no GX card, you're pretty much in the water doing 60 damage almost exclusively. But its GX attack is hilarious. It is Sleep, which Sleep is interesting, but not powerful all on its own. But if you do have those 4 energy cards attached to it, you are sniping for 200 damage, which single-handedly could knock out pretty much any stage one, I'm sorry, any basic GXs that your opponent, like said, Dedenne, that we've just been talking about. So it's an interesting card. Sublime, I want to start with you. What do you think?
It is an interesting card, and like, it has the potential to do a lot of damage, but I wouldn't play it because I feel like it'd be inconsistent. And what deck would you play this in? Because it's not its own deck.
It's gold, for sure.
It feels like a tech, is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Maybe you could slap one into your Mewtwo deck because it don't matter.
You could put it in there. You could put it in anything running Welder. You could put it in anything running Malamar.
Right.
Yep.
True.
That's, or you could run it in Pikachu even,
because it's a splashing option because you wouldn't make a deck around it.
No, it would be like a tech that you do. Especially,
what is it teching against?
Well, anything that plays a lot of GXs.
Yeah, it can beat up the electric decks. It can probably beat up some of the fire decks around Big Fire.
Yeah, the more DXs they play, the more frustrating it becomes to them.
Or ability fire, probably.
Yeah, it depends on the variant.
Mewtwo Mew gets wrecked by it, potentially, so...
Yeah. Yeah, I do not see this as its own deck. I see it, like, maybe even on those little... well, small decks don't need it. Like, one-price decks don't need to prep themselves that much against GX nowadays because the price mm-hmm. exchange is always on their side. But you can put it on against those decks that are extremely heavy, that do a lot of damage because they have a lot of GX, but and are hard to target down, but you automatically are going to punish them by playing Lupani and Jigglypuff and just doing damage based on how many GX they have. It's a nice tech. I don't expect it to do great, but I found it a lot of fun and I like it. So I'm going to give it I would give it a not very effective, but because I enjoy it, I'll give it an effective. What about you, Sublime?
I guess I'll give it an effective.
Okay.
I'm between not very effective and effective. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It might see some fringe use, but I don't think it's like a great card.
There we go. And what about you?
Yeah, it's the card I wouldn't be surprised to see in a list just as a random tech option in a
It'd be slapped on as
a one-up. Yeah, so I'd give a card like that effective.
There we go. We got Lupone, Mega Lupone, and Jigglypuff GX. We got three effective for it. So, guys, if you plan to tech this against your Mewtwo opponents, it's not a bad idea. Now, moving on to the next one. Sigma, take it away.
Sure. I will jump ahead, and we can talk about Arceus, Dialga, and Palkia GX. It's a tag team with a 280 HP, and one attack is Ultimate Ray for a water, a metal, and a colorless 150 damage. Search your deck for up to three basic energy cards and attach them to one of your Pokemon. Or actually, no, not even one of your Pokemon. To any of your Pokemon any way you'd like, mm-hmm. and then shuffle your deck. And its GX attack is Altered Creation GX for at least a metal. For the rest of the game, your Pokemon attacks do 30 more damage to your opponent's active Pokemon before applying weakness and resistance.
Holy snap.
Wait, it gets better. If there's an extra water energy attached to this Pokemon, in addition to the attack's cost, when your opponent's active Pokemon is knocked out by damage from those attacks, take an extra prize card.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a dragon type, so it's weak to fairy with no resistance and a retreat of three.
So Blime, what do you think about this power creep? I mean, about Arceus and Daga and Palkia GX.
I mean, they had to make it. It has like the gods of creation on it. It had to be, you know, they had to give it something. Those effects are all very powerful. There's no doubt about it. I just don't know what it's. I'm curious to see how it's going to play out.
I've seen it be played with so far is Keldeo.
Yeah.
Like you.
And I would not consider Keldeo a great deck, to be honest.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. Exactly.
Things don't have easy answers to it. Like Charizards are like, I need to hit my max attack.
Yeah. What about you, Sublime?
That was Sublime.
Oh, sorry. Sigma.
That was me.
Yeah. Like I said, I think it has some uses to it. It's a very strong card, right?
Those effects are all really good. Like, there's no denying.
It's like, where
that,
does it find a spot?
I don't know that there's a spot for it.
But it is a...
Which is crazy to say.
It is very crazy to say. I mean, right now, what decks require even more damage that mm-hmm. they already don't do by themselves?
Yeah, I mean... That's true. That's one part of it. There's other things that can take out multiple prizes quickly.
Like...
And if you don't really want to build a deck around this, I don't think, because... 150 is not exactly...
Well, it's 180 after impressive. The GX, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Like, and that's KOing...
You can hit higher than that without having to set up.
There's another card in the set, which is Island Challenge Amulet. I think we talked about it last time because it was banned in Japan and expanded. But it removes, like, 100 HP from this Pokemon and makes it a two-prize Pokemon instead, and that's not bad stats either, so...
Yeah, that's not bad stat at all. So I'm going to go ahead and I assume super effective... From you, Sigma?
I'm giving it
an
effective.
It's between effective and super effective. I like it enough.
I'd say it's effective. We'll see.
Oh, interesting.
I'm curious to see if it finds
a place. It needs to find a home.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm going to give it a super effective because even though it might not have a home right now, its attacks are way too powerful.
Well, you know, you never know when sets in the future come out that this will fit in with too, right?
That is true.
Let's suppose that Sword and Shield comes out and both of its cover legendaries are Steel type this might fit in there very easily, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I think it's not that great right now, but it has so much potential to get real good real fast, depending on what comes out.
Yep. I have to agree. So let's go ahead and move on to the next one, Sublime. It's your turn now.
We gonna bring some chaos up in here with the chaotic swell. It's a stadium. It's my favorite stadium right now. I really love it. For decks that don't know what stadium to play, you play this. Here's what it says. When either player plays a new stadium card from their hand to discard this stadium card, discard the new stadium card as well and ignore all effects of it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This card stays in play when you play it. Discard this card if another stadium card comes into play. Yeah. If another card with the same name is in play, you can't play this card. So you can't play it over.
Yeah. Which is always the case with stadiums.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. There's a lot of decks right now that need their stadiums for their strategy.
Yep.
Like, yeah. And this makes them have to burn two of them.
It's a super trolling card.
Yeah. So it puts the math in your favor. Anytime in card games, if you're getting a value exchange that's in your favor, that's really powerful. Especially because if you don't need a stadium and you're playing this, you're already at an advantage because your strategy is not going to rely on having a stadium.
Right.
There are opponents that might.
Yeah.
Right. And just running even two or three of these, let's say your opponent plays a stadium to begin
with.
Okay. And they have like four of the stadium. You play a chaotic swell down, you get rid of one of theirs. They have to burn two more to put another of their stadium back on. You play a second one.
That's it.
They'll never be able to, they're done with that stadium, so.
Yeah. It's
very powerful.
It is a very powerful card.
Super, yeah.
Sigma, any?
Yeah, it's interesting to see a proactive stadium. I think the best place for this is probably Mewtwo, where you can stop, like, the power plant from shutting off abilities.
Yeah.
So.
And also, you can block the Shrine of Punishments from the Jost GX decks.
Whimsicott decks, this is probably fine into.
Where you want to troll till the end of Kingdom Come, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, don't play your power plants, I don't want those. So, anything that wants to stay away from power plants, or even Lysander Labs, I think this is a good card.
Or it shuts down a lot of the fire decks too, that use the Giant Hearth as an engine. It just is very inconvenient to play against. Yeah.
It is really good. So let's go ahead.
And you don't need that many for it to be effective. Mm-hmm.
You can run two of these and you're already doing a lot of damage to your opponent. Which is usually what people do. People run three, maximum three of one stadium and then maybe two or one of the other if they're really into playing stadiums. But usually just people carry two or three in per deck. So having two chaotic swells would completely disrupt people who are comfortable with just using, just put three stadiums because that should be enough. And then suddenly they encounter a chaotic swell and it's like, no, then no longer enough. It's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So Sublime, what do you give this baby?
I think it's super effective.
I believe it's super effective too. Well, you bought up by you, Sigma.
Yep, same.
Chaotic swell, guys. If you want to troll hard, go get you some of these because they will definitely make your opponent sweat.
Gator would be so proud.
They would. Now comes the creme a la crop, as I like to say. Comes the three baby Pokemon that they're not really babies, but they're my babies in my heart. And those are the evolutions. They have three new evolutions, three new cards for Jolteon, Vaporeon, and Flareon. And I can't wait to discuss this with you guys because they seem to be hilariously fun. So let's go ahead and tackle that first. I'm going to go ahead and start with the lesser of the Eevees, Flareon.
Valid.
Flareon here has 110 HP. Obviously, they're all stage ones. And it has the ability, and these three are very ability-oriented. First ability is Power Cheer. The attack of your Pokemon GXs that evolve from Eevee do 30 more damage to your opponent's active Pokemon. That's before applying weakness and resistance. And you can't apply more than one Power Cheer ability at once. Its attack is Flamethrower for one fire and two colorless. And it does 90 damage. But 120 if you have that ability active.
Nope.
And this... GX's only. And you can discard an energy from this Pokemon to use Flamethrower. That's standard for fire. We got weakness to water, resistance to none, and retreat cost of two. Now, this little baby goes along with Vaporeon, which is the water, and HP of 110, which is weird that did not give more HP to Vaporeon than compared to, let's say, Flareon. So, but they made that decision.
But they gave less to Jolteon, so it evens out.
Oh, I hate you. Ability Vital Air. As long as this Pokemon is in play, the maximum HP of each Pokemon of your Pokemon GXs that evolve from Eevee are increased by 60. Obviously, you can't apply more of one of these abilities at a time. And then you have Cure Rain for one water and two colorless. It says 60 damage, and then you heal 30 damage from each of your Pokemon in play. And finally, the bad boy himself, the leader of this boy band, Jolteon Lightning, 100 HP. It's fine, people. It's fine. It's just 10 less. Ability Speed Yell. Each of your Pokemon GX in play that evolves from Eevee now uses one less colorless on it to use its attack. You can apply this ability more than once. Its attack, Head Vault, for 70 damage for just one lightning and one colorless. Weakness to fighting, resistance to metal, retreat cost of one, which based on, I am going to be straight up with you guys, highly disappointed that it has a retreat cost for a Jolteon. Highly disappointed. Sometimes. It happens every once in a while. Jolteon,
they got to design it based on what they do.
Yeah. You know. So I believe the Jolteon should always have free retreat cost, but that's just me. I'm not a Pokemon, a card designer, thank God, because if I would, the Pokemon TCG wouldn't make any sense. So there you are, the evolutions. Do you guys want to review these individually or as a bunch?
I think we need to discuss them as a bunch, even though you would never play all three. I don't
know. I think you would.
You're choosing.
Yeah, I mean, you can have four, or you can have like 8 EVs in your deck right now.
Here's the issue. Like, you only have 4
EVs.
No, you have 8.
We have EVGX that can evolve into GXs too.
Yep.
So, that's true.
Yeah, you have 8.
EVs.
Oh, that makes a big difference. Yeah.
So you do have EVs to go around, thank God. So you have 8 EVs, 8 basics, so you are able to bring as many evolutions as you want. But which ones is it will be completely up to depending on the type of deck that you want to build. I really like Jolteon abilities of eliminating one colorless because in and of themselves, the evolutions GX do have less energy, do not require that much energy to attack, especially Jolteon only requires by itself already 2. So having this only makes him only require one. If you have
remember it's only applying the effects to the GX.
I'm talking about Jolteon GX, no worries. Jolteon DX, exactly, you get. And if you have Thunder Stadium, does that mean that Jolteon attacks for free?
I believe,
because Thunder Jolteon
reduces
one
an
lightning.
Electric. Yeah,
yep.
Reduces the
and
lightning.
Then this and will remove the lightning. That means that Jolteon comes in and can attack for free, for example. Flareon GX, same thing. It only needs 3 energies to attack. I do not recall if it's 3 fire energies, though. I think it's just, I want to say 2 and 1. So you will only require 2 fire energies to attack, and so forth, so forth. So I really like this Jolteon. Yeah. Vaporeon, real quick. Who doesn't want to... the maximum HP that evolves from increased by 60. Your evolutions already going to have a whole lot more HP. They're going to count like even some tag team version. I mean, Jolteon by itself had 170 plus 60 HP. That's 230. That's tag team levels there using Baby Vaporeon to power it up. And then Flareon, do I really need to explain the benefits of dealing more damage? No, it's right there.
I mean,
do 30 more damage to all of your evolution GXs that evolve. That's a lot of damage that you're adding up, not counting whatever tool cards that you're attaching to them that might increase that, stadium cards in play that might increase that, or anything else, energies or otherwise. You already, by default, by having Flareon in your bench, already your evolution GXs are doing 30 plus damage. If you guys want, and this is my opinion because I have to jump in and obviously throw it to my experts here. If you want to do if you ever dreamed of having an evolution deck, Cosmic Eclipse just gave you the template and the bones to be able to do that. Because you can literally, in my opinion, now build a not championship winning by any chance of the world, but but at least a fun, competent, evolution exclusive deck. And that is the long rant. Hype rant. Let's move on to our expert dose. Starting with Sublime, what do you think about these three babies?
They're really, really fun.
That's it?
You don't want me to go on.
Hey, this is not an echo chamber. If they're bad, tell it to my face.
Listen, they're fun. Mm-hmm. I love the flavor. They're all good effects, too. Like, I'm not saying like the effects are bad, because obviously... more HP, less cost, and more damage are good things to get.
Yeah.
This eats up a lot of deck space for this effect.
It does.
And what Eeveelution GX is worth building a deck around?
Glaceon is probably the closest.
I thought about Glaceon, and I just don't think it would elevate it enough.
No, I don't think it elevates it enough, but that's like the best at all.
I believe that this will turn it into an Eeveelution toolbox more than a specific Eeveelution to be a main attacker.
I don't like that idea at all, because then you're mixing energies, and you're running a lot of lines of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan.
Okay, not a problem. What about you, Sigma?
My big issue is that, like, our Pokemon search is kind of garbage right now. I think it in the next set, we're supposed to get some good evolution search, so maybe it'll change by then, but right now...
I mean,
now,
we do have Professor Elm, which allows you to grab three Pokemon under level HP 60, right?
Yeah, which doesn't work on these.
It works on the Eevees, though. With the Eevee on this set is HP 60.
Yeah, getting the Eevee isn't bad, but these you'd hit... You're probably running a one-up, so finding them when you need them is a pain in the butt.
It takes up a lot of space in your deck. It's
We just kind of lack the search power to run these right now, and I think next that when we get the ability to search them out, or the ability to draw seven again, I think they become a little better.
There we go.
Because they are strong abilities. They each have a point.
They are.
Yeah, they each have their own little place, but right now I don't think the search power is there to... support them.
It's just not a big enough of a place to warrant them.
Understood. So let's go ahead and give a review. My non-biased review is a perfect, super effective game destroyer. My non-biased review is they're effective. I really am excited to build an Eeveelution deck around these. I'm definitely going to test this in the stream, so stay tuned for that. I'm super, super excited. Sigma, you.
Yeah, I'm just effective right now. They might be better once we have search for them, but...
For now, effective.
Yeah. Until we get to that point, it's... Yeah. They
and Sublime.
Listen. They're not very effective right now.
There we go. You guys...
They could get better, but they're not very effective.
You got two effectives and a not very effective, and an extremely biased super effective from me as well. So those are the Eeveelutions for this set. Get a playset just to have them, guys. They're Eeveelutions. They're beautiful. And before we move on to the next one, Sublime, that Vaporeon card. The art.
Yeah, they're all great art. Like, we're always happy for more Eeveelution cards.
But that Vaporeon art with him, like, on its back, it's way too freaking adorable. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Anyway, sorry, I had to gush there one last time.
The colors kind of remind me of base set Vaporeon.
It does? No, it doesn't.
Yeah, very yellow.
I think the colors.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to the...
Y'all remember base set Vaporeon?
I do remember base set Vaporeon, but base set Vaporeon had the standard, the stock picture of Vaporeon on it with some...
No, it was drawn, but it had yellow in the background.
Yeah, it was very yellow.
Okay. Maybe I'm for remembering the wrong Vaporeon card, because the base set Vaporeon...
Pull it up for a side-by-side.
Vaporeon. Let's see. Yeah, I was looking at it.
Yeah.
You're just referring exclusively on the background.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, not the effect or anything like that.
I was thinking it kind of dopey, but
yeah, the Vaporeon of the base set was like kind of like a stock image of a Vaporeon, I guess, because it doesn't even look like Vaporeon anymore. The actual Vaporeon.
It's had a design change actually. Yeah. Like I think Vaporeon had a design change during one of the generations. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and move on to the next one. Sigma, take it away.
All right, next up we have Silvally GX. It evolves from type null. It has a 210 HP, and it is colorless, though oftentimes you will be changing its ability with its drives. It's fine.
Yeah.
Its ability is Disc Reload. Once during your turn before you attack, you may draw cards from your deck until you have 5 cards in hand. We've seen this ability before on things like Octillery. It's a nice, strong ability, so expect to see a decent amount of Silvallys.
Nice.
Yep. Its main attack and only attack that isn't its GX is Buddy Brave. Does 50 damage plus if you played a supporter card this turn, which most of the time you will be playing a supporter. Does an additional 70 damage. So that's 120 for double colorless, which in this format usually means fire, but we can get past that. So not bad. That's about what you get on a standard GX. 120 for 2-3 energy. Sure.
Yeah.
GX attack is once again double colorless for White Knight GX. If your opponent's active Pokemon is an Ultra Beast, that Pokemon is knocked out.
There you go. Yep,
there you go. It's an Ultra Beast Killer, which means that once Pokemon Sword and Shield comes out, this is useless.
Yeah, pretty much. It's weak to fighting, no resistance, retreat to standard normal type Pokemon.
Okay, so what do you think?
I think it's pretty strong. It could be either a support Pokemon just sitting there on the bench drawing you cards, yeah. Or you can attack with it and you don't feel too bad about it, especially if we want to be using the disc systems that are still in the format. Because I think a few of them rotated out with Crimson Invasion, but there are still a lot of them around. So,
yeah. What about you, Sublime?
The ability alone is good. Like,
it's way too powerful.
Yeah, that alone makes it worth playing. And then it has other stuff that has additional benefits to it. So,
I mean,
think about it. Octillery was a good card.
Yeah. No, exactly. No,
Octillery was a really good card.
It was a really good card. And it had really little HP. The price exchange was in Octillery's favor, though.
Dive Ball was in the format, too. My goodness.
That's true.
That was dumb. That was very dumb. Though you can find this with Cherish Ball, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not that bad. But I really love it as well. That ability is like every turn you can just draw upon, you have six. I mean, this is not a card that its ability, like the Dene, works only once. Then when you play it, then it's
one time,
exactly. It's useless on your bench. No, this keeps working for you constantly throughout the rest of the game as long as it's still alive. So I think for me, at the very least, it's a super effective immediately.
Agreed. Oh, easily. Just for that ability. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Silvally GX, super effective just for the ability Disc Reload, allows you to draw up to five cards every turn. It is pretty amazing. Let's go ahead and move on to the next one. Take it away, Sublime.
Yeah, I'm actually going to change my order to follow up Silvally.
I like it.
And I'm going to discuss Volcarona GX.
Cool.
It's another stage one. It's all about them stage ones, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to rock that red and blue, you know? So Volcarona GX, and Volcarona has a lot of fans, so it's good that it got a card like this. It has 210 HP, it's a fire type, because it could have been grass, mm-hmm. Thank God it's not. And it has the ability Scorching Bomb, which says, once during your turn before you attack, you may discard a fire energy from your hand. If you do, put two damage counters on one of your opponent's Pokemon. Bam.
Wow.
Bam. Y'all remember Decidueye? It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. And then it has an attack called Backfire, which does 160 damage and returns 2 fire energy from it to your hand. Costs 2 fire and a colorless. Instead of discarding, they said, you know what? We're not going to make you discard. It goes back to your hand instead.
Yeah, and then you can
Then you can
either snipe or just play a welder again and draw
or
three cards.
Exactly.
Ridiculous.
And then its GX attack is called Great Heat Wave GX for just 1 fire energy. Discard an energy from each of your opponent's Pokemon. Weakness to water, resistance, none, and retreat of 3.
I agree that that GX attack is pretty situational. What I do enjoy is that it doesn't have a booster, so 1 fire, it's enough. That's all you need to make it work. And if your opponent has been putting his energies around his bench, it's going to hurt him, unless its name is Nugganundale. Otherwise, it will really be a hamper for them. That attack is fantastic, but that ability by far, I think, I was one of the naysayers for Decidueye the first time around. I remember that I was just not convinced.
I remember that
me and Sublime got into it.
To be fair.
Because, which is what's new.
Forest of Giant Plants.
Exactly. Nothing has changed.
Although this is also a stage one, not a stage two.
You can use red and blue with it.
And it can use red and blue.
That is true. I remember that my main complaint for Decidueye was that it was a stage one. And we still, at that point, it was early on with the GXs. So we really didn't know how well the evolution part of it was going to work in the long run. Eventually, thanks to Forest of Giant Plants at that time, now a banned card in general, that card really helped Decidueye shine. But Volcarona has all the great things about Decidueye and more, being lower evolution, having a very good attack, somewhat decent GX attack. So, and being fire overall greatly helps because there's so much support that is almost ridiculous.
It's so crazy because you can play this in all of the fire variant engines that exist right now. Mm-hmm. You can play this in any of the archetypes of fire. Or you can kind of build your own thing with it. I know Omnipoke was making some stuff with Silvally GX and Volcarona GX as a deck. Yep. So that's why I wanted to mention it after Silvally.
That's awesome. So let's go ahead and give this baby a review, Sublime.
Anytime you're getting to do snipe damage every round, it's super effective. Yep. Like,
Sigma.
Point blank.
I think it's at least effective. It's probably super effective. Fire has so much support right now.
Yeah.
Also, on the topic of it being a grass type, if it were a grass type that used fire energy, I'd also be okay with that.
That would be true, too.
That would have been, yeah, that would have been great, actually.
We get those these days because there's like the Weavile in the set that's a water type that uses dark energy.
Yep. So that would have been awesome, too. I also give it a super effective. It really is a powerful card that we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of powerful fire cards, so it's entering.
Think about it. You got three of these out? That's 60 damage. A turn.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So let's go ahead and move on to the next one, which would be me. And I come with one that I used to love this deck back a few years back. You all remember Dawn Fan. It would cost only one fighting energy and it would attack with rollout, hit for 60 and then go straight to the bench.
I thought it was for 40.
It was 40 or 60. We would think it might have been 40. And hits and then goes back to your bench, and then you could put, at that time, you had multiple decks that you, cards that you could put. You got that Wobble Fett, that would block any abilities from anything that it wasn't psychic, or you could put in Travelanche that will, item lock you. It doesn't matter. You could substitute it with anything. Well, Dawn Fan is back in its spirit successor in Sabak, which, by the way, I think we can all say this is the first Sabak that's actually useful in the TCG, or maybe in general, Sabak useful in general.
I feel like it has. I think we haven't seen a Sazbuk card since Black and White.
I can't remember a good Sazbuk card, so there you have it.
There hasn't been one since Black and White. That's probably why.
Well, yeah, so we have its ability. By the way, it's a stage one, and it has 100 HP, which doesn't bode well for him, but it's something. But here's the kicker.
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Ability, Season's Blessing. Once in your turn, before you attack, you may draw one card. So out of the back there, excellent ability. Allows you to draw a card every turn. Excellent. Its attack for one grass and one color layer, Bounce. It does 60 damage, and you may switch this Pokemon with one of your benched Pokemon. Weakness to fire, resistance to none, retreat cost, like it matters, of 2. This is...
But Jashiro, what would you bounce into?
Well, good question, Sublime. A great card that you can definitely switch into is also in this set, Lily's Clefairy Doll. It is a trainer card with an HP of 30. We've seen these before. And the item is pretty simple. Play this card if it were in 30 HP basic Pokemon, colorless basic Pokemon. Anytime during your turn, before you attack, you may put this card on the bottom of your deck. Discard all cards attached to it. This card can't retreat. If this card is knocked out, your opponent can't take any prize cards for it. And you may play as many item cards as you like during your turn, because that's the regular item card rule. So do you want to give your opponent a headache and not give him the satisfaction of grabbing a prize card at his turn? Sawbuck is for you.
Yep.
Other cards
throw in some Florges.
Yeah, there's Florges from Forbidden Light that flip a coin and you can put a card from the top. An item card from your discard pile onto the top of your deck. Draw that card with Sazbuk.
So that
if you have two Florges, it's pretty high in your favor to find it. Otherwise, you can have a Jirachi on the bench searching for it.
Mm-hmm. Or Will.
Yeah. And by the way,
don't play Will.
This is all about attacking with Sazbuk, placing Lily's Clefairy Doll. If your opponent knocks it out, well, it won't get a bit. If it doesn't knocks it out because you think, oh, this is the preferred opportunity for me to set up, no problem, because you can just retreat this by putting it into the bottom of your deck and put Sawbuck or whatever you want back into the active and start hitting him again. I really wish this was 2-3 years again, because it will be a lot of more options as to what to place in the beginning. Right now, those options are more limited, unfortunately, but
we do have one card that helps now. There's a new Professor Oak card in this set that lets you find a basic of different types, like of three different types, and put them on your bench.
Mm, interesting.
I want to say it's probably non-GX basic. We'll pull that up.
Definitely, we'll check it out. And so far, I really like this. It was an annoying deck back in the day. Albeit it had a lot more support, and we have been mentioning here that unfortunately grass is kind of lacking in that support nowadays. So how far can Sabacc take it? Maybe not as far as Donphan, but it, because Donphan at the time had a lot, had strong energy, had stadium, fighting stadium.
Yeah. It had, you, for one fighting, you were ending up doing something like 90 damage or something with all the boosts.
Exactly. This doesn't have that advantage at all. So, per its benefits, such as its ability, it has more, it has a better ability than Donphan, which had none at the time. It has a better ability. Its attack, it hits for a little stronger, given that it hits by a base set, base a damage of 60 instead of 40, like Donphan did. It does cost one extra energy, but nowadays there's so much energy acceleration, and two energy is really not that bad to, get a hold on your Pokemon. I believe that it might have some chance if and when Grass decides to step up their game and have better cards. So, but given that, what do you guys think?
Well, I've got the card here. Professor Oak setting, search your deck for up to three basic Pokemon of different types and put them on your bench. Then shuffle your deck. You so that card can go play with it. It's not good for most decks, but things like, I don't know, Meganium probably will love that card too. So
yeah,
just going to throw that out there.
What about Sublime?
Well, it's a deck. It's not a bad deck either. Like, it's a solid deck, I think. It's not going to win a lot, I don't think. But it's, I'd say it's at least effective. It might be super effective.
I believe so. In a vacuum, which is not typically how we do these reviews, of course, and that's worth noting. In a vacuum, this card's really powerful. It's a price exchange of just one. It's only one price. It does a decent amount. 60 nowadays is not that bad. It can knock out a basic evolution. A basic Pokemon that evolves. That you can grab with Professor Elm. It could knock out those. And its ability to draw one card cannot be underestimated. That itself is really good. But how powerful can it really be? Well, it depends on the support. So not in a vacuum, not much right now, but it's a card that might really be powerful later on if...
Yeah, I mean, if your opponent can't kill it either, like, there's not a lot in the format that would, like, break it, even if it's slow or not that strong. Like, you have custom catchers, but
who wants
they can
to
only
burn,
really
yeah,
play
who wants to burn,
that twice,
yeah. why,
right?
Why do you want to burn
and it's
that?
A single prize deck. You might be able to pull a lot of wins you don't expect to with
yeah,
this.
People will just give up because they'll deck themselves off.
Yeah, because, and it's a curse to play against also.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and I can... Yeah.
So that one's for you, Seth Vilo.
Yeah, it really is.
About it.
And even it...
He really
and
was.
Even if it does have a really good ability on it, I still
it's just good. Let's just leave it at that.
So I'm gonna give it an effective.
It's at
here.
Least effective.
Sigma.
You know what? I'm gonna change it to super effective for mine.
Oh, you change it to super effective?
I'll say it's super effective because it's hard to play around.
It is. It is really
in
is.
Retrospect.
I'll go effective.
Effective. There you go. I'm gonna stick with effective again. In a vacuum, I agree 100% with Sublime. It's just super effective. It's a strong card. Right now, though, we don't typically do these reviews on a vacuum. We talk a lot about support at the time when the cards are released. So because of the support, I give it an effective and not super effective. So basically, he is bad. He's not perfect just because it's Pierce. It's just not pulling their own weight here. And that little, so we need to review the Clefairy doll. I will give it also an effective.
Yeah.
I love Poké Dolls in the past would definitely provide. I believe you might correct me, guys, but I believe that Poké Doll in the past would provide a prize. Anyway,
no, I don't think it ever did.
Depended on the doll, I think.
It depended on the doll because I've seen some dolls.
I know that... there's like substitute doll from the Primal Clash era or whatever it was. And that didn't give a prize either, if I remember correctly.
There was one during, like, the very first three sets of the game, like, in the base set Jungle Fossil era. I don't think that gave a prize.
Yeah. Let me check real quick.
Maybe I'm just thinking of fossils that give prizes because fossils are similar.
Let's see here. Clefairy doll, that's what it used to be called. And one second. Oh, no, you're 100% right, Sublime. Yeah, 100% right. Yeah, if Clefairy doll is knocked out, it doesn't count as a knocked out Pokemon. So yeah, your opponent will not grab a prize. So okay, so for whatever reason, I do remember a doll. Maybe it's just one that did provide.
Maybe there's a different one that did that.
Yeah, there was just one doll.
They're a package deal, so I think they're both like good. You know.
Yep. No, they really are. So there you have it, guys. That's Sabacc and Lily's Clefairy doll. So let's go ahead and move on to the next one. Sigma, take it away.
All right. Next up, we have a supporter card in Rosa. It's one of those fun supporter cards where you can only play it if one of your Pokemon was knocked out during your opponent's last turn.
I really love that ability, honestly, because it really, if your opponent is aware that you're playing that card, it really makes them think twice whether or not to knock out a Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Or whether or not he's being set up to knock out a Pokemon so he can take advantage of whatever trainer they have in their hand. I believe this is the closest we can ever get to a counter in Pokemon compared to Magic. So I really mm-hmm. like that ability. On yeah, pause, continue on.
It is very similar to teammates in that it lets you search your deck for a Pokemon, a trainer, and a basic energy.
Oof. And, yes. And, not or, so you and.
You don't have as much freedom, yes, but you get all three of those types. And that is great.
Yeah.
So.
Props anyways, for that visitor's card having the same name as my mom, Rosa. Mm-hmm. So,
And my favorite, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
There we go. Also mine, actually. I love Rosa from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Nine-Nine! Okay. Sublime, you were saying, what's your opinion of Rosa?
It's good.
It's good. Yeah, I mean, there...
For the decks that want to use it, it's good.
Yeah, there's... I mean, you get a basic... you get a Pokemon, not even a basic. Any Pokemon. You get any trainer, and you get any basic energy right there. That's the only real restriction that it has. Why wouldn't you use Rosa if you had one of your Pokemons knocked out? It is...
It's particularly good in one prize decks. Yep. Oh, like, absolutely. Non-GX decks like it better.
Especially if you need like, rare candies or any other item that... It's really important. Say, oh,
a lot of the GX decks and tag team decks have better options, but for other stuff, it gets better if mm-hmm. you're not those. Yeah. Things.
Plus, you get to when you're looking for a trainer, you could find a supporter for next turn. There's a lot of versatility with this card. So,
yeah, it really is. I mean, you guys said it. It's pretty much a really versatile card. It provides you what you need. It makes your opponent think twice before it knocks out one of your Pokemon because you can. It just makes you more powerful. With that, I'm going to give Rosa a super effective Sublime.
It's super effective.
And Sigma.
Yep, very strong ability. I give it super effective.
There you go, guys. That's Rosa, a super effective card. Get yourself the playset. Now, let's continue on with my boy Sublime. What's your next card?
You know what type doesn't have enough support right now?
Let me guess. Lightning.
Fire. We just don't have enough good fire cards, right?
Nope, not enough. Not enough.
Oh, okay. Well, let me tell you about a new GX that I think is definitely very playable. It's also very splashable. It's what it's all about. It's Charizard and breaks in GX. And I know we're all tired about all the Charizard. Charizard this, Charizard that. But it's got breaks in on it, so I want to hear it.
Breaks in on it. The actual good evolution from that set, from that Pokemon line. Breaksin should have been hashtag Breaksin should have been the final.
I mean, I love Breaksin. I love Delphox.
Delphox's fine.
But yeah, I mean, Breaksin's the star, and that's good too. Anyway, so it's a tag team with 270 HP. Hello, ain't no time for no 240. Mm. We got 270. All right, we bringing it up. Mm-hmm. And its attack is what's up. It's called Shiny Flare. Costs 3 fire and a colorless, but who cares? Because we're playing fire, so that's like turn 2.
Exactly. Okay, that's true, too. That's just not a problem whatsoever.
Nobody cares, right? You may search your deck for up to 3 cards and put them into your hand. Then shuffle your deck.
I mean...
That alone would be good. Oh, by the way, it does 180 damage.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get both.
You get both. You get
you someone that can do
exactly.
both.
Exactly. You had 180, you can knock mm-hmm. out your basic GXs. And you can also search mm-hmm. for 3 cards in your deck and put it into your hand. What else could
Any
you ask
3
for?
Cards. Oh, my gosh.
All at the Charizard same time, like, by the way.
Charizard is the giver so of everything. Good. It's fine.
Well, yeah, pretty much. It also has a GX attack, of course, for just 1 fire energy, although it has plus, so you know, it's got that tag team. We can do other stuff, too. Attach 5 basic energy cards from your discard pile to your Pokemon in any way you like. If this Pokemon has at least 1 extra energy attached to it, so just 2, right? Mm-hmm. Your opponent's Pokemon, active Pokemon, is burned and confused. Mm-hmm. But, like, who cares about that? It's all about that shiny flare. You know?
That shiny flare is awesome.
We also have a weakness to water, resistance to none, retreat cost of 3. Listen, what is Charizard and Reshiram's, like, base damage for its main attack? Like,
230,
210, something like that?
Yeah.
There are a lot of times when you could afford to do a little bit less damage, and you would vastly prefer to be able to get any three cards you want to set you up for the next turn.
The only other card that gives you this amount of power, I believe, is Steven's Resolve, and that makes you lose a turn. And here you can attack and grab, right? Because isn't Steven Resolve, you can search three any cards as well. But you have to earn your turn unless you have that Magnetone that has the ability that allows you to not pass.
Yeah, the Metagross.
Metagross, not Magnetone. Yeah. So it reminds me of that, but you still attack, and it's at the end of your turn anyway when you already played everything you needed to play, and you get a hefty 180 out of it, and then you have any three cards in your deck that you want. What else can you want from this card?
You can slap it in your Mewtwo deck, slap it in any of the fire decks, slap it in your Reshazard deck. You could even make it its own deck. Like, it goes with everything.
It goes with everything. Mm-hmm. What about you, Sigma?
I think it's very strong. It's probably going to be a 1-2 up in your fire decks, or any decks that run fire energy, because, well, with a 3 fire in the attack cost,
why would
you're not throwing it in anything else. So,
and it doesn't have an ability, so you could even put it in Green's Reshazard.
There you can.
I think
it just goes everywhere.
It doesn't replace the Reshazard that we have, but
it's a nice compliment.
It's a nice compliment.
Exactly. It is the Raichu and Raichu to Zekrom, Pikarom, as this is to Reshazard.
That's a good analogy. Agree
with that. It's additive. It makes it better.
Yep. I love it.
No, I'm going to go Sublime. Sorry, what do you give it?
Oh, it's super effective. Super
effective. I'm going to give it a super effective as well, Sigma.
Yep, super effective. It's fine.
Super effective for Charizard, Brixen. Powerful card, 880 damage, and gives you any three cards you want in your deck. That's amazingly good. Moving on to the next, which would be me, and this should be interesting. It is none other than, some say, that is the protagonist of this set, the cosmic part of the Eclipse, and the Eclipse of this set, and that is Solgaleo and Lunala GX. This psychic tag team has 207 HP, basically in the same realm as Charizard Brixen. But these are legendary, so what's up?
Brixen's on your level.
Exactly. What's up here? You should if you have a starter for 4 evolution and a stage 1 starter, and then you have 2 mega legendary Pokemon and they have the same HP, something went wrong there.
It's fine. Charizard's carrying.
It's tag teams. Yeah.
So anyway, Cosmic Burn. It's its first attack for 3 psychics and 1 colorless, and it does 230 damage. This Pokemon can't use Cosmic Burn during your next turn. This is a very basic, in quotation marks, attacks that we've seen around. It does a whole bunch of HP, limits you the use on your next turn. Nothing that a switching around can't fix. But with Guzma out of the picture, switching around is a little bit more difficult, but still pretty much manageable. And then it has its GX attack for 2 psychics and 1 colorless, and that beautiful plus sign in there, Light of the Goddess. 200 damage. If you played Lily's best effort, which I should have,
I'll let you know what it is.
It's pretty bad.
If you played Lily's best effort from your hand during your opponent's next turn, prevent all effects of attacks, including damage, done to each of your Pokemon. You can't use more than 1 GX per turn. It's weakness to Psychic, which hurts it, and its retreat cost of 2. We have Solgaleo and Lunala. Let's start with you, Sublime. What do you think? Oh, wait, Sigma, you were going to talk about Lily's best effort. Sorry. Sublime,
It's a supporter that says draw 4 cards, but at the end of the turn, you can't have more than 2 cards in your hand. So.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, Lily's best resolve isn't, very good. So.
Her best effort is not good enough.
Nope.
So. Sublime, you were saying.
Listen, it's a psychic. Mm-hmm. You have a million choices if you're psychic.
Yeah, you do.
And that, 230 is good damage, no denying that. Light of the Goddess is good if you have the effect of a terrible supporter. But why would you play this when you could play, I don't know, Ultra Necrozma, Mala Giratina with the Garchomp, you could play just regular Tina Malamar.
I feel like
this is the fourth choice for your Malamar.
I'd imagine the argument is that you don't have to push other energies into your deck, so it helps consistency, but that's about it. That's the strength I could think of.
And it's worth 3 prizes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. all around, not impressive, I have to say. Better things out there, especially for that typing. I'm going to give it a not very effective. Sigma.
Not very effective. It might show up in as a one of in some kind of Malamar deck at some
you
point.
You could slap it into any Malamar deck and it would do things, but I don't know that that makes
yeah,
it good.
It's like, I wouldn't be surprised to see it, but I also don't know if it's the best thing they could be doing, so.
It's not. Yeah. No.
And then,
it's not very effective. Not very effective.
Not very effective for the Solgaleo and Lunana GX cards.
Fantastic art, though.
Yeah, they're really cute. Yeah, I really
fantastic
like it.
Art, though.
So go for Sigma.
All right, so we have two trainer cards I really want to talk about items. First one is Tag Whistle. Search your deck for two tag team cards and put them into your hand, then shuffle your deck. Note this counts tag team supporters as well as Pokemon, so it's a very nice search for those.
Yeah, that's ridiculously powerful. Grab two tag team cards. It's what else? And it's an item. It's not even a supporter. It's pretty, pretty badass.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not much to say there. It's so simple,
very
straight
strong.
To the point.
Gardevoir Sylveon, I assume, would love this card.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It is like, yeah. Gardevoir and Sylveon got a lot better this set. Yeah,
anything with, like, three or more tag teams is probably playing this over, say, Cherish Ball or something.
Okay.
Or if you're, focusing on tag team supporters, if you really need those to function in your deck.
If you get the tag team supporters and you use a tag team, it's an auto include, I feel like.
Yeah.
So.
Perfect. So let's go ahead and give that a review. I guess it's a super effective across the board. I mean, it's a pretty powerful card.
It's A+ in any deck that wants to play it.
Yeah. But you have to one more item, don't you?
Yeah, I figured we probably should talk about Great Catcher because it is the new catcher card. Discard two cards from your hand. You can't play it if you can't discard two cards. Switch one of your opponent's benched GX or EX Pokemon with their active Pokemon. So
pretty powerful.
Situational catcher card. Considering the only thing we have right now is custom catcher, it's probably like a 1-2 up index.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you can just like one shot a Dedenne.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. I guess also very straightforward, super effective for me.
Yeah.
They're both super effective.
Yep, very functional, important card to have in this. Well, I think it's going to be worse as time goes on as we get V cards and
sure, as we get the GXs rotating
it
out
is,
too.
It is at its top right now. It is at its peak performance, and it will just get worse as we go. So
awesome. So let's go ahead and move on to the final card, Sublime. It's all you.
I saved the best for last. I did. I'm very excited about it. All right, so we're going to finish up with Reshiram and Zekrom GX.
Ooh, interesting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The art is amazing,
really is.
By the way, and it has N on it, so...
Even better.
All you N fanboys and fangirls, go get it, and everyone else. So it's a dragon type, first of all, and we have we ever had a good dragon?
We've had every once in a while.
Have we ever had a deck that's like, oh my gosh, dragon is... Yeah, no, it's never happened.
No, that's true.
We've always wanted it to happen, but it's never been, like, this good. I think Reshiram and Zekrom are here to finally give glory to the dragons. It's a dragon tag team with 270 HP, because we gotta, we're at the baseline. That's basically the baseline for a tag team. If you don't have 270,
you're
frail for a tag team.
You're Pikarom, yeah.
Yeah, if you're Pikarom or Gardevoir and Sylveon,
or
240 as well.
Grenzoro, too, but...
Yeah. Anyway, so you got... Thunderflame Dream is its main attack for just a fire and a lightning. It does 90x damage, right? Discard up to 3 in any combination of basic fire or basic lightning energy cards from your benched Pokemon. This attack does 90 for each card discarded this way. So you just pair it with Naginato. Mm-hmm. Done.
Done. Yeah.
You're doing 270 consistently. 270. Not 240 and you can't attack again.
No, something's dead.
Not 180.
Something is
you're killing
dead.
Something.
Yeah.
Consistently.
Something
super
is
easy
going
to
die that turn.
It's a 2 energy attack too. And keep in mind, because this is a deck that uses fire energy, you're getting to use the welder engine.
Yeah, you can just welder onto your bench Pokemon.
Everything. Yep, there you go.
If you don't have your Noggin Adels out.
It's insanely good. We also have a really, so I know the set is called Cosmic Eclipse. This is the card that actually eclipses Solgaleo and Lunala. with its GX attack is pretty good too. It's kind of expensive, but not a big deal if you're running, welders and such. So 2 lightning and 2 fire energy each. So 4 energy total for Crossbreak GX. This attack does 170 damage to one of your opponent's benched Pokemon. If you played End's Resolve from your hand during this turn, this attack also does 170 damage to another of your opponent's benched Pokemon. Pikarom said, what? You ain't that special. I can do it twice at once. Okay, yeah. You ain't that good.
And twice to the bench, too.
Yes, two different Pokemon taking 170 on the bench.
I hope you have your ends.
So those Dedenes just take four prizes at once. Done.
Damn.
Yeah, that's insane, right? Don't apply weakness and resistance. Not that you should need to. Weakness to fairy and retreat cost of three. Now let's talk about End's Resolve, because Lily's best effort wasn't good enough, but End's Resolve is actually playable. It's a supporter that discards the top six cards of your deck, and you attach all basic energy discarded in this way to one of your benched dragon Pokemon. So you can just set up a Rush Robin Zekrom.
Yeah, there you go. That's all you need.
It's basically two of a Rayquaza's ability mm-hmm. at once.
Damn.
And it's energy acceleration.
Except it takes all the energy and not just one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So that's pretty powerful in combination.
It's disgustingly good.
But
And it gets to use all the fire support. It gets to use the lightning support. It's like the perfect dragon engine.
It really
monster.
Is. It really is. There's just way too much support.
For perfect damage. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like... My god. Reshiram and Zekrom came to play.
So let's go ahead and give it a review, Sublime.
This is going to be its own deck. This is like the star of the set, as far as I'm concerned. Super effective.
There you go, Sigma.
Yeah, I it's the card I look most forward to playing, too. So, super effective.
Same here. Super effective for good old Reshiram and Zekrom GX, alongside with End's Resolve. These cards are its own deck in the making, or already been made, so I'm pretty sure that we're going to...
It's its own deck, yeah.
So stay tuned for that, guys, and prepare to see this in every tournament match soon. That's it for our review, which means that now we've reached the end of the show, which means that now I ask the final question, and that is, what do you overall give Cosmic Eclipse a review? Now, this time we review from 1 to 10 Pokeballs. How many Pokeballs do you want to give Eclipse? Let's start with you, Sigma. What do you give it?
Probably like a 7.5. We've had such insane sets lately that this felt a little bit of a step down from those other ones. Like, there's a few strong cards, but the lower cards are lower than the other sets we've had recently. So,
gotcha.
But it's better than, say, the... What was it? Evolutions at the end of XY era?
Yeah. So, yeah. That like, was just sad.
The set that probably deserved a 2. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
Man, that was such a terrible set. Maybe I don't even know what Pokemon Company was
maybe
thinking.
A 3 because, like, Rattata was in the set.
Yeah, and exactly. Rattata's the only.
That's not a great. Like, Rattata, Dragonite, and I think that was it.
Yeah. So. It's, oh, well.
Brock's Grit, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so...
Not too many options in that deck.
It's a good set, but it's not, like, a great set that we've been having, so...
Yeah. What about you, Sublime? What do you give Cosmic Eclipse?
I think I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10, not that it matters. It's like, you get the cards that are good. It didn't revolutionize the game, necessarily. It definitely changes the game up. There's a lot of staples from this that are going to change the way, you know, matches are played, but... Like, when you think about the impact that other sets have had, I think it's impactful, but not, like, the most impactful we've seen. So I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10.
There you go.
Which isn't to diminish any of the amazing cards. It's just as a set.
I'm looking more forward to Professor's Lecture in the next set than any card in the set.
True. I'm glad to have it back.
And so much of the set is GX support that we know is done. So we know how to grade it right now. So it's really awkward. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, we aren't getting any more GXs to support these GX supports. So... Okay.
This
is their last
result.
This is
the last push, and it's like, hey, I think they broke things with Mewtwo Mew and Reshiram.
Yeah,
with Welder. Yeah, so they couldn't push it harder. So, oh well.
I also give it in the realm of 7.5. It's no Dragon Majesty, thank God. but it's definitely no team ups, right?
The last three sets.
It has the most majestic dragon.
The last three sets that weren't Hidden Fates were like. A pluses, and this is like, it's a B minus.
It's sure. Exactly. So there you have it, guys. Cosmic Eclipse, we've discussed the cards. Many good cards there. Not all of them are great, but most of them are definitely... we had enough good ones that we could make a whole show regarding them. So
some of them are really great. Yeah.
So, guys, this is it. That's the end of the show. Thank you so much for being here with us. If you like what you hear, remember that this is not the only show. We have all those shows. We have the flagship show with Thatch and the crew. Do not forget, we are going to have that special Sword and Shield playthrough special that's coming once Sword and Shield is out, and yep. We're going to all be there just talking and walking through the game. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to play that so bad, because it's just, I can't wait. I'm super hyped. With that, also remember that you can join our community. Go to our Discord channel. The links is always, as always, on our description bar. That's where you find people that you can play 24 hours a day, trade, play, talk about Pokemon. You'll always find someone there in almost every time zone. So please go ahead and join us at the Puckle Discord channel. And last but certainly not least, if you have the extra income, if you have that extra dollar you want to spend on Puckle, please do so to our Patreon. Every cent that you pour into Puckle goes right back to the community. That's how we prepare for these podcasts, with good equipment so you get good quality stuff, but also how we prepare for prizes for your tournaments, and also big things and events such as PuckleCon, and all that comes from our Patreon. So they're super important for us, and we love you, and everything you pour, money or love, will go back right back to you guys. So thank you so much for that. And that's it. That's the end of the show. The guitar is playing in the background. Sublime, as always, thank you so much for being on.
Of course. I'm always glad to be on. Thanks for having us.
Of course. And Sigma, Toof, you're the boss.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
But it was a fun time. But in that, guys, it is closing time. Have a great month.
It's closing time in Lavender Town. Time to say our goodbyes. It's closing time. Farewell, my friends. I'll catch you on the flip side.